intergovernmental dispatch agreement with Western Taney County Fire Department, number 2017, number 17-103S.
Chris is here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a letter dated July 25th, 2017, from Mr. Cotty. He's reviewed the proposed intergovernmental agreement buy-in between the County Commission, the Sheriff, and the Western Taney County Fire District and approves it to form.
Do you want to talk about it real quick, or you just want to speak about it? We all know what it is. I didn't know if you wanted to speak on it real quick.
You know, I mean, that's the agreement we've had for many, many years. We enjoy working with the sheriff on this, and he's doing a great job for us for the dispatching part, and I think that has other parts in there too. But I talked to my board briefly about it because we were notified this is coming up. We actually hadn't had a board meeting since then. I talked to them individually. They're all in favor that we continue just the way it is, and so basically that's what I'm representing, that we, as the fire district, would like to continue just the way it is.
Yeah. And it says in that agreement that any updates or anything that Western Fire takes care of those under the, so.
Yes.
Move to approve the intergovernmental agreement by and between Taney County, the Sheriff's Department of Taney County, and the Western Taney County Fire District.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Subaward agreement number 17-096EM. I have a letter dated July 18, 2017, from Mr. Cotty. He's reviewed the proposed subaward agreement and approves it to form. And this agreement is between Missouri State University, referred to as the pass-through entity, and the Taney County Emergency Management, referred to as the sub-recipient. It provides for reimbursements to the sub-recipient of up to $28,886.15. It appears the payments are intended to be reimbursed to the county of the expense of performing work as shown in attachment 5. Let's see. I'll let you go ahead and explain that.
It really, there's no money that goes out of or comes back into the county. It is the grant started in 2002. It provided some equipment and items like that to improve homeland security response in the county. And about 2010, it moved over to be an equipment and grant to more of a sustain that equipment grant. It goes through Southwest Missouri Council of Governments. They are the subaward, the pass-through entity. So they make all of the purchases. And we just, as the county, receive the equipment or the sustainment for the equipment that we already have. So there's no cost associated to the county in any way.
When's the last time we received some
equipment? We have continuously, the last time we received actual equipment that was not to replace what they call end-of-life equipment was probably 2009. Everything 2009 forward is just to replace a capability that was already here and provide some training.
So. Okay, when I read that, I thought it was different. Then they actually supply us the equipment. We don't buy it.
The money goes to Southwest Missouri Council of Governments, the grant funds there. They spend, they have a list that we went through the process of that shows what we need to sustain, what we need to continue the capabilities for. That's approved through the Regional Homeland Security Oversight Committee, but the funds stay at Southwest Missouri Council of Governments. We send them prices, they purchase, they do all the purchasing, they receive the federal reward. We receive the supplies, sustainment, or the equipment, the
And it's not been upgraded since '09?
Yes, that's what it does, is it replaces anything that's at end of life. So we have some monitoring equipment for chemical detection and biological detection, things like that, that it will either calibrate those systems or upgrade those systems to the newest one when they stop working. But the county does not outlay any money for that. They just receive the actual equipment. But when it comes to federal reporting requirements, that is considered federal funds to the county, though we never see the funds, we just see the equipment. And this agreement is in 2013. They made some changes to 2 CFR Part 200. And it's really on Missouri State University and the Council of Governments to start implementing just some more oversight. And so this is part of their oversight.
Move to approve the subaward agreement.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Purchasing Policy Manual, revised 2017.
Good morning, Commissioners, and thank you for allowing this to be put on your agenda this morning. Now, just make a couple of quick remarks. I think each of you have had a copy of this, and hopefully you've had a chance to review the revisions that I felt the need to offer. This has been thoroughly reviewed by Mr. Cotty. The main reason for a purchasing policy manual review at this point in time was a couple of three things. Usually when we have three or four updates or changes in the law or changes in our routine policy and procedures, I'll allow those to kind of accumulate over a given time frame before issuing a complete revision. And that had happened with the floods, the emergency procurements that we've been engaged in, and some other modifications we've made to different purchasing methodology. So basically, this revised copy, which will be posted on our website once it's signed by each of you and approved, reflects some minor changes, some clarifications in the area of our purchasing orders, our purchase orders. I've put some wording in this to clarify what my role is as the final set of eyes to approve all purchase orders, not to manage purchase order system itself or edit it. I've also modified the purchase order requirements consistent with what we heard this morning from our internal audit, so that's already reflected in there. And that action was in place before I was even made aware of those findings in that audit. And we're going to fine-tune this as a living document that we can make amendments to as we move along. We'll have to make some changes, perhaps, yet in our design of our purchase orders. But my main role as the director of purchasing is overseeing the bid process and the legalities there. And there's clarified wording throughout this document that directs all county employees when they have a question regarding bid process and the different other methodologies for purchasing. Sole source, emergency purchases, examples of those forms are now included in this document, as well as the revised statutes of Missouri, copies of all statutes pertaining to purchasing at the county level, Taney County level, are included in this document. But again, the most important clarification, or the most important revisions to this are the clarifications, the emergency purchasing, and a few other things. And Frank Cotty has reviewed this, and he was very pleased with the final version. There were several versions we've been working on. I've also shared this with our HR director, in that it does involve a few routine behavioral changes with regarding to how county employees will process certain things. And with that said, I'm prepared to answer any questions that you might have, page by page, if you see fit to do that, or I'd be very happy to see an approval and signatures of this so we can meet the July deadline, because I've got July written all over this thing.
So you're in compliance with KPM now with the basically where they recommended that the policy require that amounts be entered?
Yes, and in fact, when I first saw that finding, my initial response was, since I'm the final reviewer on all purchase orders, I automatically make sure that those bid numbers are on those purchase orders and that particular amount on each purchase order that is works in conjunction with a direct bid award is identical. So the only thing we haven't done is we haven't written the exact number. You know, by my approval process, I felt comfortable that everything was consistent there with it. It's not a statutory requirement. It's a local policy requirement. And I appreciate the finding of the internal auditor to give that to us as a soft recommendation. But now it'll be a simple fix for that. We can... The initiator of the purchase order at the department level, whether it's an elected official or a department director, can add that number in there when they submit the bid or when they submit the purchase order for approval. Or if I see that purchase order and I know it just involves a couple things we're going to approve here today, then I can add that number in there manually myself in the notes column. So that's in the policy manual on page 4.
Has our county auditor seen the policy? Senior purchase order. You said human resource, you'd shared it. Has the county auditor seen it?
I haven't. I normally, once it's approved, then I will send a copy out to all elected officials and department directors.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't notice anything changing in the procedure where it goes through their county auditor before it comes to you.
No,
so
that's the same as it has been, right? So if there had been any major changes involving his processing or his involvement, then I would have definitely drawn him into the conference loop that we had and I didn't have to do that with any other departments. I talked a little bit with Road and Bridge about it because they do more purchasing than anybody else.
On page 8, where you, H9, we talk about the awarding of the bid. There's no difference in our policy that we have right now where it's awarded to the lowest and best bidder.
Yeah, it's statutory. That's a statutory quote.
50, 6,
yep.
6.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've went over it pretty well, and I don't have any other concerns.
I don't either. Move to approve the revised 2017 purchase policy manual.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much, and I look forward to the hard copy with your signatures to post on our website at your pleasure and convenience.
All righty. Transfer Station and Maintenance Building Bid Award, HDR 10027587. And we also have agreement for transfer tipping trailer and agreement for hydraulic excavator.
Morning. I'm Travis Heyer with HDR. You guys should have a letter that I wrote up for you last week. We opened bids on the transfer station. The rebid last Tuesday had 5 bidders this time. The apparent low bidder was Crossland Construction, bid of $1,524,000. The one caveat to that is they did forget to include a list of project references and an authority to do business in the state. They gave that documentation to me the next morning, and everything checked out as far as what they submitted. So we're looking to award the bid either to Crossland Construction, if you're willing to waive those irregularities, or the second low bid was Base Construction at $1,545,000. I think we have representatives from both companies here this morning if you have any questions for them or any questions of me.
Okay.